Fibber, McGee, and Molly Show. Every weekday at this time, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutton. Fibber and Molly will be with you in a minute. Here's a pretty shocking fact. Hundreds of millions of people behind the Iron Curtain are victims of vicious lies about the United States. Yes, communism continues to take the initiative in the propaganda war. We must not only stop the spread of communist influence among peoples that are still free, but we must also fight the tyranny of those it has already enslaved. The Crusade for Freedom, created by General Lucius D. Clay, offers each of us as individuals the opportunity to strike a blow for freedom. This blow can be struck through Radio Free Europe, an independent citizen-sponsored organization which broadcasts the message of democracy through the Iron Curtain every day. Hour after hour, it brings hope and truth to enslaved peoples, spiking lies and undermining the influence of red rulers. Radio Free Europe is a partnership of Americans and exiles of enslaved countries who broadcast to their compatriots in their own idiom. Join the crusade by contributing your truth dollar. Send your contribution to Crusade for Freedom, care of your local postmaster. Reams of copy have been written, mostly by men, about the joys and delights of a good cigar. Women mostly remain unimpressed, like the lady at 79 Wistful Vista, whose husband we hear from now.
Ah, just look at that, Molly. Feast your eyes on it. Ain't that a beautiful cigar?
What's beautiful about it?
Well, the color, for one thing. Sort of combines the soft, gleaming beauty of old walnut with the gentle overtones of a Florida tan.
Oh, my.
And the fragrance. Oh, is this going to be fragrant?
Your cigars always are.
You never smelled an aroma like the aroma from this cigar, baby. It's not often I can clap my claws on a gorgeous hunk of Havana like this. 50 cents a copy is a little rich for old Dad's blood.
50 cents?
50 cents.
Who on earth was foolish enough to spend 50 cents on that potential pile of ashes and give it away after he got it?
Mr. LaBelle, the manager of the furniture store's wife, just had a baby. So LaBelle's running out the smoke.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Girl. Colorado Clara. Finest cigar I ever bit the...
I don't mean the cigar. I mean the baby.
Oh, I don't know. I forgot to ask. Hey, you got a match?
Right beside you on the coffee table.
Oh.
Although it doesn't seem right to light such a fabulous cigar with just an ordinary match.
Oh, don't.
Why don't you hold it out the window and wait for lightning to strike it?
Too uncertain. Well, here we go. Ah, this is truly delightful, my dear.
Oh, dear.
Stick around and feast your nose on what a good cigar ought to smell like. Pull up a chair.
If it wasn't so cold, I'd pull up a window. The last time you smoked a gift cigar, the draperies faded, the goldfish died. Oh, I better move that poor parakeet.
It ain't often a guy gives me a heater like this one.
Come on, Bertie, we'll put you in the kitchen. Don't you worry, you'll get used to these things. When I first married him, he smoked a pipe.
Ah, there's nothing like the stench of a good cigar. Just look at the texture of that smoke, Molly. That's real quality.
My goodness, if it makes you that happy just to look at the smoke, why don't you... Come in.
Afternoon, Molly. Hello, McGee.
Hello, Dr. Gamble. Come in.
Well, bless my soul, if it isn't the father of modern medicine, Dr. George Gamble, the inventor of the Gamble method for stretching a simple tummy ache into an appendectomy. Watch the tree there.
Oh.
Are you ever going to take that... Pardon me, but is somebody cremating an old toupee around here?
That's McGee's cigar, Doctor.
He knows.
What brand of rhubarb is that, Furnace Face?
What do you mean, rhubarb? This is a genuine 50-cent Colorado Clara Corona.
Sure you don't mean kimona? Smells like a scorched bathrobe.
Here, here.
I wouldn't worry about it, though, Molly. I have a hunch he'll soon get tired of having hot ashes fall on his sweater and throw that thing away.
Don't you worry about the ashes on this cigar, Lumpy. This is the kind of a stogie that I can smoke clear down to my back teeth without the ashes falling off in it.
Oh.
Don't you know the better the cigar, the longer the ashes will hold onto it?
Any 10-year-old corn silk smoker knows that, certainly.
Then what do you want to make such stupid cracks for?
Oh.
I'll bet you $20 I can smoke the ashes 8 inches long on this cigar before they fall off.
That'll be a neat trick, all right. The cigar wasn't over 6 inches long to start with.
Yeah, it's an even neater trick when you consider the little noisy hasn't seen $20 in 40 years.
Oh, is that... I'll bet you $5 then. $5 I can smoke the cigar till the ashes are at least 3 inches long without falling off.
You made a bet, Pigeon. Let's see your $5.
Show him $5, Molly.
Huh.
Well, here goes your next month's allowance, dearie. Don't come begging me for 50 cents to go see Roy Rogers.
All right, Fatso. It's a bet. $5. 3 inches of ashes.
You hold our bets, Molly.
Right, Doctor.
I'll drop by later and pick up the money.
We'll see who picks up what money. This will be the pleasantest bet I ever won.
Yeah, I'll see you later, Sonny. And don't let anything jar those ashes loose.
Why, that rat. That dirty double-crosser. Did you hear him slam that door? Trying to make me jump and knock these ashes off. I'll show him who knows a good cigar when it's given to me, and I'll win that bet.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly. There's an expression that goes, don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. And that's a very good expression to keep in mind now that income tax time is coming along. This year, there are approximately 58 million Americans who will be required to file federal income tax returns with the Bureau of Internal Revenue. First of all, there may be some doubt in your mind as to whether you file an income tax return or not. Well, everyone, regardless of age, who had an income of $600 or more during the past year is required by law to file an income tax return before March the 15th. Here are a couple of other points that may help you. Be sure your return is complete and accurate, and be sure you sign it. If it's a joint return, be sure the taxpayer and his wife both sign their names. And most important of all, be sure to file your income tax return early. If you're entitled to a refund, you'll receive it a lot sooner. Remember, don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today, especially you taxpayers.
Ah, what a cigar. Look at them ashes. Must be a full inch long already. Let me see. 1 inch out of three, that's a third. A third of $5 is 3 and 5 and 2 to carry. That's 2 and 3 goes 5, 2 and 3. Shucks, I should have made the bet for $6. Oh, you back, Molly?
Yes, I was just over at Mabel Toops's, dearie. I tried to hurry back, but you know how Mabel talks. Oh, I see you moved over to the Davenport.
Yep, took me 15 minutes to get from that chair over here, but I made it. You see, lying on my back like this, with the cigar straight up, the ashes are perpendicular. The pull of gravity is at right angles to the tensile strength, and thus permitting the ashes not to fall.
Very scientific.
Mm-hmm.
I brought in the afternoon paper. You want it?
I can't handle it right now. Afraid to take my eyes off these ashes. What's in the paper? Anything?
Not much. It says Citizen X will be seen on the downtown streets again tomorrow, and a large crowd is expected.
Factory boys!
Doggone it, old-timer. Can't you come in here more quiet? You have to slam the door like that. You almost knocked the ashes off of this cigar.
Oh, you want them ashes knocked off, Johnny? Here, leave me have it. I'll knock them in the fireplace.
No, don't. Get away from me.
He can knock them off, Mr. Old-timer.
Oh, that silly daughter. Big, strong boy like him can't even knock the ashes off a cigar. All you gotta
do is... Get away from me, Dad. These ashes are worth $5.
$5? That little bit of ashes? $5?
That's right, Mr. Old-timer. As soon as the ashes on that cigar get 3 inches long, Dr. Gamble will pay him $5 because...
Kids, you've just made me a rich man.
What?
If Doc Gamble's paying $5 for a little tablespoonful of ashes like that, I'm rich.
What do you mean?
I got a basement full of them. Been meaning to take them out for years, but I've got them...
Yes, done. But now wait.
I'm rich. I'm rich, kid.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
Oh, I can't talk now, Johnny. I'm going to run back to the grocery store, quit my job, kick the manager, and set fire to that dang truck.
Now wait.
Then I'll start delivering ashes to Doc Gamble at $5 a spoonful, and yippee, I'm rich. Bonanza.
No, wait.
That's stupid. Of all the stupid...
The ashes fall off?
No. My gosh, every time that door slams, the house shakes like it was built on a plate of custard. Lock that door, will you? Keep people out of here.
You want me to pull down the shades and hang a measles sign on the door? That ought to keep...
I just want a fair chance to win this bet, that's all. These ashes are delicate, Molly. Trucks going by, people slamming doors. Eve, what's that?
Oh, heavenly days, a fire truck. It's a fire, McGee. It's somewhere close. Come on, let's go see.
Let me know if it's our garage. I don't dare get up. Tell them guys to drive quiet, will you?
Thank you.
This is the sweetest. Now watch it, Molly. Walk easy. You better tiptoe, Tootsie.
Yes, dearie. Is it all right if I exhale now? I've been holding my breath.
Yeah, that's okay. Where was the fire? Anything burn?
Mrs. Spradley's pork chops.
Hmm.
She got on the phone, forgot they were cooking, and one of the neighbors saw the smoke and turned in the alarm.
Hmm.
Luckily, the chops were insured.
Ah, just look at them clouds of sweet blue smoke, Molly. Just smell that gorgeous aroma.
I think I'll go smell Mrs. Spradley's pork chops. Frankly, I'll be glad
with... Hey, I did it. I did it. Look, kiddo. I got it made. Call Doc Gamble, quick. Look at them ashes. 3 inches long.
Wonderful.
Ah, what a cigar. I told old Wiseacre I'd smoke a cigar.
Come in.
But quietly.
I'd have been here sooner to collect my bet, McGee, but I... Well, for Pete's sake, look at that.
Looks like you lose your bet, Doctor. He did it all right.
I'll say I did. Look at that long puss, Molly.
McGee, I didn't think it was possible.
No.
Pick up the marbles, sonny. You win. And knock those ashes off before they fall on your face and smother you.
I'll knock them off when I get ready to, Fatso. And hereafter, don't tell me I don't know a good cigar when it's given to me.
Knock the ashes off now, dearie. They'll fall all over the divan.
I'll knock them off later. I'm enjoying the cigar.
Here, give me that butt. I'll knock them in the ashtray for you.
No, let go of that cigar, Doc. You don't do... Oh!
Heavenly days. Now you got them all over everything. You two. What's the matter, Doctor?
Look at that cigar, Molly. What's that sticking out of the end of it?
Looks like a hairpin.
Oh, well, what do you know?
Hmm.
Who'd ever thought of finding a hairpin stuck in a cigar?
Hmm.
A 50-cent cigar, too. My goodness, they ought to be more careful. Now, look out, Doc. Now, you get your hands off of me.
Look, you stuck a hairpin in that cigar to hold those ashes.
That's just a gag, Doc. Look out, now. Let me help
you. You double-crossing.
Wait, you see the two? You slammed the door. Look out now.
Why?
Say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. More great radio entertainment awaits you tomorrow evening when you set your dial to the NBC Radio Network. You'll enjoy the laugh-packed Bob Hope Show as Bob brings you another of his typical topical monologues as well as a special guest star. Then in the musical department, you'll hear Margaret Whiting with one of the most popular songs in the land, accompanied by Les Brown and his band of renown. Then, right after Bob Hope Show, listen to Phil Harris and Alice Faye. It's a mirth-quaking 30 minutes of music and situation comedy that will keep the chuckles coming from beginning to end. Phil and Alice have long been favorites of radio listeners from coast to coast, and you'll truly enjoy their programs each Friday evening on the NBC Radio Network. Also on Fridays, you can hear the quarter-hour programs of the ever-popular Dinah Shore and Frank Sinatra. Each of these wonderful entertainers brings you 15 minutes of music to keep your feet a-tapping. Be sure to join us here at the NBC spot on your dial for the Dinah Shore Show and Songs by Frank Sinatra tomorrow.
Who's on the phone, Molly?
Dr. Gamble. Says the old-timer just dumped a truckload of ashes in the doctor's yard, left a bill for $5 a spoonful. $80,000. Says, do you know anything about it?
What'd you tell him?
I laid the receiver down and told him I'd call you.
Well, you called me. Good night.
Good night, all.
NBC has brought you the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program, transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. This is John Wald inviting you to be with us again tomorrow night for another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
This Saturday, enjoy a road show, an exciting new show on the NBC Radio Network.